and let the madness begin. The Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, Black Friday. Happy Black Friday to you and yours. Fights at the Orlando Walmart. Line jumping at Best Buys in Florida. Police called into the scene. Happy holidays, everyone. 41 minutes nonstop rock continues with Audio Slave on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. Oh, you know you were singing along. 104.1 WBCN, the Rock of Boston, Weezer's Perfect Situation. It's Neanderthal Paul Marshall in for Hardy on Black Friday 2005. Did you get all your holiday shopping done yet?
Yes.
No? Everybody try to get it done in one day. They say the average American adult plans on spending $775 on Christmas gifts this year. I would like some of that money. If you could send it to me, email it to me, paul@wbcn.com. I'm in the Christmas receiving spirit. They say it's better to give than receive, but I, myself, would not mind receiving some of that cash if you've got it. 617-931-1041. Racking up another 41-minute nonstop rock block, included in which we'll give you some Chili Peppers by request, Rage Against the Machine, Guns N' Roses, Pink Floyd, a whole lot more. And I'm also going to tell you, because now that we're into the drinking season, the holiday revelry season, I'm going to tell you that there is a scientific formula that will tell you how many beers you're allowed to drink before you suffer from beer goggles and make a stupid mistake. I'm just trying to help you out. All that coming up on the Rock of Boston. Don't go away.
To the guys on Patreon.
Nobody plays more rock.
Ready, go.
41 minutes of nonstop rock. The most rock in Boston starts now on 104.1 WBCN.
BCN.
Mr. Marshall.
What up, yo?
Hey, man, what happened with WAA Who?
Those guys decided that I was no longer economically viable.
Come on. What, yeah. They let you go?
Yeah. A week before Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays.
Well, I'm glad you're listening.
I kind of jumped ship, I guess you'd call it.
Well, then welcome to the Rock of Boston.
Thanks, man. Peace out.
Thanks, bro. BCN.
Hello?
Yes.
That was from Falling Down with Michael Douglas.
Yes, it was.
That's a good movie, by the way. You have good taste in movies.
I appreciate that. You have good taste in radio stations.
WBCN.
I still see Renee Zellweger dancing around Empire Records every time I hear that song. Sponge and Plowed from Rotting Pinata on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, inside 41 minutes of nonstop rock. It's Paul Marshall, also known as Neanderthal, 617-931-1041. You want to add to the list of the 41 minutes. Also, paul@wbcn.com. You want to send an email across, and I do have that scientific formula that explains the beer goggle effect coming up for you on the Rock of Boston.
Hey, Paul Marshall, welcome to BCN, you F&AOU.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the love and affection.
Hey, Paul, listen, I'm good friends with Adam 12 and Hardy. This is Steve the truck driver. I call in about once every couple weeks.
What's up, Steve the truck driver?
Paul, listen, I've been a BCN guy all my life, but I've heard of you, and I've heard a lot about you, and you're kicking ass. I want you to know that.
I appreciate that, Steve, and you drive safe during the holidays, all right?
All right, Paul, listen, BCN knows good talent, and they got you and Halen come. What's his face coming, so keep kicking ass.
That would be David Lee Roth.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank
hey,
you,
Paul,
Steve.
Paul, listen, you sounded good, man. I'm glad you're here. You're going to stay here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Paul. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Later, man. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
WBCN. Are you going to be my
BCN, hang on a second, bro. The Rock of Boston, 104.1, inside 41 minutes of nonstop rock. Jet, are you going to be my girl? 617-931-1041. You got anything? What's up, man?
Hey, I got to call you on that one. It's not Renee Zellweger. I think it's, what's her name? Matthew Lawrence, I think.
Joey Lauren Adams?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure.
You sure?
I'm pretty. Look it up, dude.
All right, I'll look it up right now.
All righty.
I'm looking. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Hang up.
Okay.
I bet it's Renee Zellweger.
I don't think it is.
How much you want to bet?
I'm pretty sure I already lost this bet once when it was taking your position.
If I'm wrong, I'll cop to it, but let's look.
Okay.
Let's see. It starred Anthony LaPaglia before he became a big star in CSI as Joe Reeves, Debbie Mazur as Jane, and Renee Zellweger as Gina.
I don't know.
You don't get the Buick, you get the dog food instead. Thanks for the play, though. Juice Box from the Strokes on the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, from the forthcoming CD, First Impressions of Earth, which you can pre-order right now at the band's website. It's Paul Marshall lining up another 41-minute nonstop rock block next, 617-931-1041. You want to add to it, but I promised you the scientific formula for the beer goggle effect, which is, as we all know, what makes the unattractive attractive after a few beers. Apparently, scientists got a grant from a government to study this, and now they actually have the formula. It works out like this. And let me give you the scoring first so you can write this down. A score of less than one means there is no beer goggle effect at all. An ugly person remains ugly. A score between 1 and 50 means the slight beer goggle effect, making a person you would normally find unattractive slightly less, quote, visually offensive. Miss Last Call. The Miss Last Call pageant starts tonight at a bar near you. A moderate beer goggle effect is indicated by a score between 50 and 100. A person who is by no means appealing becomes suddenly sexually attractive if you score any of these. And a score of more than 100 indicates a severe beer goggle effect. The fugly effect, if you want to. The chick that you were talking to about an hour ago who has the teeth like the front of a Ford F-150 suddenly looks like Kylie Minogue. So there you go. For example, someone with normal vision who's had five beers and sees someone 2 feet away with fairly smoky and poorly lit room will actually score a 55 beer goggle effect, which means they would suffer from a moderate beer goggle effect. Person on a scale of 1 to 10 is like a 6 or a 7, you'd still hit it. However, if you increase the beer consumption up to 8 beers, that same person from 2 feet away scores a 140, leading to the severe beer goggle effect. And you're probably wondering what kind of people would submit to this kind of a test. Research was carried out by an eyewear firm. Get it? Beer goggles? Eyewear? They surveyed more than 1,000 members of a speed dating club. If you need a speed dating club, I'm fairly certain the beer goggle effect is probably a positive in your life.
This is Patriots Football.
Pass off left tackle. Helping kids who weren't hugged enough when they were younger get through and count past three for almost 15 years. It's Pearl Jam and Animal 104.1 WBC and the Rock of Boston. 41 minutes nonstop continues with a brilliant song from Green Day. Wake Me Up When September Ends. It's the Rock of Boston, BCN.
Summer has come and passed.
I suppose it was a little bit too much to ask the Bruins to win two games in a row. They lost 5-3 to the Flyers this afternoon over at the Garden. Hey, you know, Mike Sullivan, if I were you, I wouldn't be renewing my car insurance anytime soon. 41 minutes nonstop rock continues on the Rock of Boston 104.1 WBCN with Jimmy.
Dig!
They decide to call it a career. At least they're going out on a high note. New music from Blink 182. It's Not Now on the Rock of Boston 104.1 WBCN. Hello, I'm Paul Marshall, taking you through yet another 41-minute nonstop rock block next, included in which will be some Coldplay. We'll also give you some Alice in Chains, The Killers, and a whole lot more. I'm thinking that sounds like a good idea. 617-931-1041 if you need anything. It's the Rock of Boston, BCN.
You made a
STP on the Rock of Boston 104.1 WBCN. Congratulations to law enforcement authorities who have captured 40-year-old William Swanberg, leader of a multi-million dollar Lego theft conspiracy. Swanberg stole up to 200,000 worth of the brick sets from Target stores in Oregon, Utah, Arizona, Nevada, and California, and may have sold over $500,000 on eBay. Congratulations. Law enforcement authorities have broken up the great Lego stolen ring of 2005. 41 minutes nonstop. It's The Cult on the Rock, BCN. Green Day and the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. A little basket case music. CD-DVD combo titled Bullet in a Bible in stores right now if you're a Green Day fan or if you have a Green Day fan on your holiday shopping list. It's Paul Marshall with some bad news if you're a Pats fan. Corey Dillon looks like he's out this Sunday in Kansas City. Pregame starts at 10 on your home of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. The Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN. Yes, let's talk. And then afterwards we can spoon. The Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCN, Coldplay and Talk, bringing to a close another afternoon of family fun adventure. Neanderthal Paul Marshall hanging in for Hardy today, getting the day off after Thanksgiving. Of course, he'll be back on Monday bright and early at 3 in the afternoon. Bradley J will take care of the rest of your Friday night festivities. 617-931-1041. If you need to get in touch, and he'll set up another 41-minute nonstop rock block, included in which will be some U2, The Killers, also give you some Weezer, and the Mighty Van Halen, whose lead vocalist might have something to say come January on the Rock of Boston. Don't go away.
Feliz Navidad. It's me, Adam 12.